Few people have ever heard of Aubrey Moon Mullican, who billed himself as the king of the hillbilly piano players. But without him, there probably would have never been a Jerry Lee Lewis, to name just one. Today, our rock historian Ed Ward looks at the career of this all-but-forgotten pioneer.
Oh, would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Give me your answer and we'll be leaving soon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
You'll have to hold tight.
Aubrey Mullican, known universally as Moon, is one of rock and roll's forgotten pioneers. He existed around the fringes of country music in the early 50s, but for the most part, his records didn't sell. He's best remembered for a couple of sentimental songs he recorded, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Born in Texas' Piney Woods in 1909, Moon was the son of a hard-boiled preacher who bought an organ one day so his daughters could play in church. Whenever no one was home, Moon would sneak onto it to try to reproduce the sounds he heard in the bars where black loggers drank, and this led to his being cast out of his family at 16, allegedly for playing St. Louis blues during a revival. He struck out for Houston and was soon making good money. In the mid-30s, he played with the Blue Ridge Playboys, a Western swing band fronted by Leon Pappy Self, which also included Floyd Tillman on lead guitar. Honky-tonking through the war years, Moon became a successful businessman, owning a number of clubs in the Houston-Beaumont area, fronting his own radio show, and waiting for the shellac crisis to be over so he could make records again. In 1946, he joined the King label, and it was there that he made his finest records.
Well, yonder comes a cotton picker walking down the road, puffing like a locomotive carrying a load. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, what you gonna do? Gonna get gone away from you. Here is Mr. Cotton Picker passing by my shack. Seems as if his back is breaking with that cotton sack. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, when you getting paid? Reckon as soon's my sack gets weighed. He's been a-picking old King Cotton all day in the sun. By tomorrow, sweat's all forgotten. I've got another field that must be done. There goes Mr. Cotton Picker.
Moon Mullican debuted on the country charts early in 1950 with the song that would be his best-known number, a concession of sorts to the Nashville sound.
We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. And now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
I'll Sail My Ship Alone was a massive hit, so it justified keeping Moon on the label. Still, King's owner, Sid Nathan, was interested in crossing black and white music, and one day he handed Moon a song one of his blues artists, Bull Moose Jackson, had flopped with.
Cherokee chief, as he dances along, he sings an Indian boogie to a white man's song, saying, hey, ho, Lena, and hey, ho, Lena, saying, hey, ho, Lena, oh, ho, now, which and I hey. Well, he dances over here, and he dances over there, and he's dancing with a squaw called Standing Bear, saying, hey, ho, Lena, saying, hey, ho, Lena, saying, hey, ho, Lena, oh, ho, now, which and I hey.
To everyone's surprise, Cherokee Boogie was a top 10 country hit in 1951. It was his last, although he stayed with King until 1954. Some labored rock and roll records followed later in the decade, and a few country records in the early 60s. But the fact was, Moon was too old to be a rock and roll star, and years of hard living were showing up in his voice and piano playing. He died on January 1st, 1967, forgotten by all but a few fans and a few ex-wives, one of whom confronted a friend of mine in a record shop in San Francisco as he bought some of Moon's 78s. "What do you want with that so-and-so?" she said, approximately. "He was a great piano player," my friend responded. "Yeah, but he was a so-and-so," she said. "Maybe so, but those records sure were good."
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. A collection of Moon Mullican's recordings for the King label have been reissued on Ace Records.